Oh, hi, Elvin.
Yes.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. Yes.
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Friday, right?
Yes.
We made it. So I. What was that?
Yeah. You know, I was just talking to someone.
Oh, you were talking to someone. Okay. So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, okay. I think, I understand. Yeah, so, I was trying to get you and find out get in touch with you, too, about asking some... ask some questions.
Yeah.
First, I can't really talk right now, but I'm gonna tell you just a little bit, just to see what was my concern. I don't see any on Google Business. I was comparing with the other companies worked on website and all that. That was another thing. And nothing on Facebook and something like that. I also, look, at this point, only you making money. I don't make any penny yet because I don't see anybody call me from that website. So nobody finds me. I don't know what. I don't know what happened. But some reason, when you put a company on it, it should pop up right away and then people are going to call. Oh, Give me one second, please.
Banana pizza.
And she partner. Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's, I was telling you about that. You know, like, I mean, I don't know really how. Really,
So, Elvin, I think that you probably are getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware, because I'm looking at your dashboard right now, and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 331 times, and you've had 32 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes, I think I asked like two guys called me. They told me they found me because it was really another thing. It was something for just a real little, really small little things, because what I'm looking at, people, it was interesting, some aluminum welds, but it, I mean, really, I mean, it, that's not your fault, really, but I probably got to do some adjust on the dashboard or something like that, because
you probably got more calls than that is what I'm thinking, but maybe mm-hmm. those were just the ones that you asked. So start mm-hmm. asking people how they found you. You're going to hear, I found you online. I looked you up on the internet. I just Googled welding for your area. You're coming up in a spotlight position, the second listing mm-hmm. on the first page. However, mm-hmm. I have a question. On your yeah. listing, we have Eli Welding, E-L-I, but on the account we have E-L-Y. What is the correct
right.
way?
E-L-Y is it correct? Because another
okay.
thing, people can look
so
for
I
a company.
I can get that corrected. Yeah, because I was just thinking that maybe that's a typo because I see it's E-L-Y in our back office. But on Google, it's E-L-I, so we'll fix that. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
The
company name on the stage incorporated is E-L-Y Welding. E-L-Y Welding Fabrication Services. So that's the real name on the company. I don't know if that worked or not. People, they might look, okay, they might find the website, but they want to go more through and see where the company, if the company is existing, you know, whatever.
Right. So, I'll send you a little text right now that I'll send you an email that will have a link to your Google listing on it because mm-hmm. other than the typo in the name, everything looks great. You have 2 5-star reviews already, which is excellent. You have some photos up there. There's a map of your service area. So the Google business page is not only ranking on the first page, but it looks very, very impressive. So I'll send that to you in an email just so that you can see it with a screenshot of the results. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
when we're talking about the payment, I want to mm-hmm. let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree
mm-hmm.
to an automatic renewal each month on the 20th. And in
mm-hmm.
order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
So because that didn't happen, there's an outstanding balance on the account for $199. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if you wanted to cancel, which I don't think you will when you see the results because nobody cancels on profit, right? But even if you wanted to cancel, I can't cancel an account with a past due balance. So is the $199 a little bit of a stretch on the budget right now? Is that why the payment's mm-hmm. not going through or?
Okay, so you say 199. So what? All viewers, 199. The one with didn't go through.
Right, that's the payment that was due on June 20th. That's the one that's past due right now.
Right.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. So I understand that point. Okay. All right. So now the thing is because that was my first question when I started because I don't want to get a contract with, you know, like this. I don't want to be tied with nobody to about this, you know. So this is the
yeah.
thing. So if we want to discontinue or something, you say I can call you like 3 days before to cancel.
Yes. Yes. In order to prevent the next month's charge. So you can cancel at any time. But you have to call us within 3 business days before the 20th
mm-hmm.
to prevent the next month's charge.
Okay. What day is supposed to be the charge? What day is the cycle?
On the 20th.
On the 20th. On the 20th, but what date? Can be 21, 27, 23?
Oh, no. It has to be by the 17th. So 3 business days before the 20th.
Oh, yes. Okay. So it's going to be like 17.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's all right. That's made me, I mean, I'm just make me a little clearer about this, because because you sell me 20, okay, 20 can be right, can be 24, yes, yeah, that is one of the it's one of the charges the company have under the table at the time you pull out, you know. It's kind of hard for me to figure out with the numbers like that. But
up initially because you saw value in it and you want to be on the first page, which you are now. So like I said, I'm going to screenshot that all and send it to you in an email, because I'm confident when you see that you are getting the most bang for your buck and you're getting value and people are finding you, I'm confident that you're going to want to continue, right? But if for any reason you don't, then we just have to collect the past due balance. But I don't think that would be a good option for you because you're ranking on the first page.
Right. And another thing.
Yes.
I have a few questions because, like, okay, the website is that's the user in the, I mean, it's your system. People. I don't see, I mean, another thing is where I can see the people reach me out, and I don't see anything like how many people you can see, but I don't see it.
Oh, so I'll send you an email that says login credentials to the dashboard. That's where you can log in and you can access the same reports that I'm looking at right now. Okay, so that already was sent to you in the past, but I don't think you've ever been on it. So I'll send it to you again. It has a username and a password so that you can get in. I just sent that to you. So I also sent you an email that says learn how to get more reviews, and that has the link in it to your Google Business page so that you can see. Now, you said something before about not liking the website, or you didn't like the way it was laid out or something like that. Would you like to make some revisions to the site? Because if so, Elvin, that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Right, yeah, that's what I said. In the package, it's already, like, the Facebook is already in the package. Like, that's what it told me. The Google Business is free, but I need to be there, you know, because, people, I can tell you, people look on Google Business, you know, Google is one of the best places to be, you know.
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's where the high revenue is generated. So, yeah, definitely. So I understand what you're saying. So, but we do have you ranking on the first page right now in a spotlight position. So, you know, you're doing very well, and I would suggest that we get it taken care of for you. But what I'm trying to determine is there a problem with the $199 because the bank switched your card or something like that? Or is that a stretch on the budget right now?
I understand. Yeah, I understand that point. But I mean, I know you. I mean, you're concerned for $199, but I'm really concerned to make the $199 on my business. You know, I have. You know,
right.
I've been working. I can tell you, I've been working. I don't need a website to work. But that's help because I can choose some other jobs if they come up. The thing is what to do on this place. I was trying to say, I'm thinking of some other things. What to do with the I forgot about it, really. But anyway, my concern was updating. The Dutch bar, yeah. The Dutch bar, we probably, I don't know. Because the other day, a man called me, and he called, hey, you do a drywall installation? I said, yes, they do.
can you come and see me to do it? I went. That I said, man, at the time I see him, I'm going to ask him how he found me. And
right.
I asked him. He say, no, Douglas, my friend of mine, you did a job for him one time, and he told me you are the best man to do this job. I said, man, well, I was really, I had it in my mind, okay, this probably came from the website, you know, but was that
right.
From the website came, one guy came with a ream, called ream, and I charged him $100 to do it.
Oh, okay.
So another guy called me for a little thing on his boat, a little clip, aluminum clip welding. I charged him $80.
Mm-hmm.
That was on one in 2 months. Almost a month.
Okay.
And then a lady called me. I don't know what she found it, but I assume she called me from, I mean, she found it on website, but
right.
I don't see her yet, but she sent me some pictures from the job she wants to have done. It's like a little clip on the truck. It's going to be 150.
Right.
You know, I don't see too much balance about this thing. People look like a little thing. Aluminum, I probably just, I don't know, I'm going to see. Or maybe modificate some on the aluminum welding, because if you look for a steel iron job, a lot of people looking for steel or iron jobs. Aluminum is kind of special weld. So on that point, the people want to do some aluminum weld, mm-hmm. and owners look to weld just a little things. I might eliminate that, and I'm probably going to do like aluminum fabrication or aluminum boat fabrication or something like that. Because I don't want the people understand. Okay, this is aluminum welder, and I can bring him a little thing to do, and I waste my time. You know, I spend 3-4 hours to do a little job for someone. At the time,
yeah.
You get charged like what I get charged $100, and that don't make sense to me. You know.
Yeah. So, based on what you said, Elvin, I'm going to help you out a little bit because. It sounds
mm-hmm.
like a couple of things are trickling in here and there, but like you said, they're smaller jobs. So number
yeah.
one is I can add those keywords for you, aluminum fabrication,
mm-hmm.
aluminum boat fabrication, so that it'll
mm-hmm.
attract the higher end jobs. I mean, you'll probably still get some of the little ones trickling in here and there, but I want to add those keywords for you. Second thing
yeah.
I want to do is put you into friends and family pricing of $149
mm-hmm.
monthly, because that will at least save you $50 off of your past due balance, and
mm-hmm.
it will also grandfather you into that pricing moving forward. That way you don't have to be so stressed. If you got a couple of jobs for a couple of $100 here and there, you're still making a profit because I'm putting you into the special pricing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
okay,
I'll help
you
out that way. Absolutely.
Okay, so, what do you say about, I heard something about $149, what is that for?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly. So rather than
okay.
you paying $199 a month, moving forward,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to pay $149 monthly. I'm going to help you out with your pricing.
Wow. Yeah, that definitely helped me out. I can tell you that.
Of course. I don't mind doing
yeah.
that for you because you're very honest and you're telling me your situation. So I'll
mm-hmm.
definitely put you into that rate. And then
mm-hmm.
for the $149, can you do that today or did you need a little bit more time?
No. I pay you for that. That's not a problem. You know, it's,
excellent.
And
Yeah.
That way we can go in and we can make some revisions for you too. But I sent you an email with everything. So you'll be able to see all of the results you're getting, and you'll also be able to log on to your dashboard. Now, we have a visa ending in 2016, and it's saying that it's unavailable. So I don't know if the bank sent you a new card or something like that.
No, I don't have, that's the thing. I don't have the new card yet. So I called the bank to get the new one.
Okay.
Yeah, because, the, what they say, I mean, yeah, they send 8 to 10 days, but really, I didn't get like right away. You know, I wait for a couple of days, a few days, and then I see, okay, this is fire. Okay, I can renew. So I called the bank. So I just waiting for, and yeah, that's going to be the one thing. You know, so, but yeah, other than that, I probably can make it pay me otherwise, like, I don't know, maybe sell or something like that.
We don't do sell, we only do debit or credit.
Exactly.
So, I can call you next week when the new card arrives, unless you have a different card that you'd like to use in the meantime.
Yeah, so right now we are on 24. Okay, so I owe you 199. Okay.
149. I'm changing that for you.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm changing that.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so no, yeah, that's what 149. Okay.
Yes,
what about
the past due was 199, but I'm changing it to 149 for you to help you out.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right, so I owe you 149. And the next payment will be when?
The next payment should be on July 20th.
July 20th. Okay, let me put that on.
Yep, a month-to-month program, each month on the 20th.
Yeah, so right now we are on to June. Okay, June, July, okay. Local splash, let me put this in local splash. Let's see. First splash payment. Payment 20s. 20s. Okay. I put a note here just to keep in mind, you know. 20s. And what another thing was, okay, 20s and 149 a month. Okay, months. 149 months. And what other thing I was thinking on this one? Okay, next payment, next pay. July
20th.
So, let's see, so right now it's June 20. Just on June 23rd, yeah? Right now. I mean, today.
Yes, today's the
24th. Yeah, okay. Right, okay. So this is the thing. I know it's too many questions and too much, and I know I spend too much of your time, but I gotta be clear for many other things. I am still able to post folder on it or I gotta send it to you to your editor.
You can send it to us to add it at photos@localsplash.com, or you can upload them through your dashboard.
Right. Okay. That's what I was trying to see. To get on it. Okay. The other thing. If you can put the pictures on it. I will see, but I might send it to you, but if I can, it's probably, you know, because
The thing is, I would like to put folders, but then not just to put folders, but make it like a little comment or, you know, make it like a little work on the pictures, you know, so that people can see, okay, this is another job. So we have done, we offer you some special or whatever, you know. I mean, it's something like I would like to do, but it's probably, that point is hard for me. Because I'm always so busy.
Mm-hmm.
At the time you post the photo, so you do anything or just get on the place. Just post.
You mean, do we edit the photo? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, when you edit the photo, you just edit the photos on, or you do some little work on it.
We usually just add the photos, but sometimes mm-hmm. people will have a special request, and if mm-hmm. we can do it, they will. So sometimes
okay.
people will say, "Oh, can you cut this part of the photo out and only have that photo, or can you help me with a logo?" So, you know, we're not a graphic designing company, and we don't, you know, charge people for logos or anything like that. But sometimes mm. people ask us for a special request, and if it can be done, we would absolutely do it.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I understand. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, because I already have the logo.
Excellent.
So,
I think we have it up on your site, don't we, Elvin?
Uh-huh.
I see a logo on your site. I think that might have come from you.
Probably so. What is it?
It looks kind of like a tilted building, and it says Eli, and it has kind of like a welding man at the upper left-hand corner that looks like he's welding the top of the E. Is that your logo?
It looks like it's like a crane or something like that?
Uh-huh. Yep, there's a crane at the other end of the logo, at the end of the I. It says Eli. And the front
uh-huh.
of the E has a welder, and the I is a crane.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's one. That's one, basically, that was from my other website, the people who made it at the beginning.
Oh, so they took it off the other website. I see.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's Local Splash did it, I think. You hit it all.
No, that's what we do. Yeah. When we bring a client on board, if they already have a site, we'll take the information off the site to put on our site.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the thing. Now, the other thing is, the logo, the logo is different. The one I have now is different. Because the thing is, I've been jumping on this thing. I think I made too much movement. Probably did wrong, something like that, you know. Because, I've been dealing with different two guys already with that problem. So
uh-huh.
I think we're good now. So only thing I'm gonna request from you, some little details, you might be able to help me with that, you know.
Of course, but the main thing, Elvin, is to get the payment up to speed. So we have to wait
yes.
until next week when you get the new card, because
mm-hmm.
the technicians won't do any type of active programming on the account.
You're right.
Until, yeah, so what I'll do is I put a note on here to follow up with you next week. So
mm-hmm.
If you get the card, you can call me. I'll send you an email right now that says your account. It just talks
mm-hmm.
about the payment failing, but it has my extension on there, 777. So that
yeah.
way, when you get the new card, you can call me. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next Wednesday, okay?
Right. Okay. That's not a problem. But also, I think I can also pay probably before than that. So I wait for next week, but I can also do it on maybe before that. Oh no, well, yeah, you know, you're right.
You're right, because it's already Friday.
Yeah, I mean, if you could do it sooner, it would be better, because right now there's a big orange banner at the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Oh, yeah, that was another question. I know I got a call later on to sit, and I'm going to write it down, all my questions, all my concerns, you know.
Yes,
I was concerned about... Yeah, I was concerned too about my what they call the corporation thing from Google.
Mhm.
So yeah, that was I don't really know that. Pop up that thing in my mind on English. So I can't really remember that name on that part
oh,
of
you
said Google
you
business.
You can't think of it in English? What's your first language?
I speak Spanish. That's my first language.
Oh, wow. You have a really good, you barely have an accent. I didn't know. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, you speak really good. So the reason I asked you that, Elvin, is once we get your payment up to speed, I can have
mm-hmm.
someone from customer support call you back that speaks
mm-hmm.
Spanish also. We have some bilingual reps. And that
yeah.
way, if
uh-huh.
there's something that you want to update and it would be easier in your own language, I could absolutely do that. So I'll put a note on the account that, you know, we'll talk, you know, maybe next Wednesday, maybe even before then, and you and I will get the payment handled. And then once
mm-hmm.
that's handled, I'll have someone from customer support call you that speaks English and Spanish. That way they can help you if, you know, there's a word that you're thinking and you don't know the translation, they can help you with it.
Right, yeah, that's the thing. The only thing is I can't remember the thing from, what they call the little things we request from, Google, which they send to you in the envelope after 15 days or something like that after your request. What the name of that thing?
The PIN verification code?
There you go. Yeah,
we already got that.
Code.
That's already completed.
Right.
Yep. So you're all
right.
Good there.
That's, yeah. That was my question too. Because So I assume that's my. I mean, that's from mine. But I gotta have another few questions. So right now I'm about to get on another things. I gotta go, but
okay.
But yeah, definitely. I have another couple concern about that too, and yeah, that's another thing I gotta ask. By the way, I really appreciate your comments about my language.
Of course,
I'm trying to learn a little bit at a time, you know.
Did you learn English when you were young, or did you learn it when you were older? Because you sound perfect. That's amazing.
Really? I learned after over 28, after 28.
Wow. So, yeah, so that actually throws my theory out, because my mom is from Denmark and my dad is from Germany, and they both have very, very strong
uh-huh.
accents. But they uh-huh. learned English when they were older, like 28, like you. But my cousins that live in Denmark, they are learning it now in school when they're little kids, and they
uh-huh.
sound perfect. You can't even tell they have an accent. So I always thought, if you teach them younger, they have less of an accent. But in your case, you learned it older, and you still it sounds perfect. That's amazing.
Wow.
You must be very talented with learning a language, because I tried to learn Danish when I was young because that's my mom's
mm-hmm.
language, and it was very difficult. It's hard to learn another language, very hard.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. Yeah. I'm really appreciate it. I'm glad to hear something like that, because I know
It's hard to learn. I mean, to learn another language, especially when after 20, you know, it's hard because you know, it's difficult because
very hard.
I'm trying to learn a little bit at a time, you know, and plus when I call to the place, like I'm not feel too comfortable when I call to you, example, I call to local splash and say, hey, can you have someone, can I speak with someone in Spanish? Okay, so they might help me. I did already, I can tell you. One guy called me from you and we had a real good conversation.
Yeah.
But, the thing, he speak very good Spanish, but at the time to me speak to him on business, we were talking about the business.
Yeah.
So on Spanish, he was like a little confused, and I was like a little confused what he was understand me, and I can tell you.
Okay, I'm
really
going to delete that note then. I'm going to delete that note. I don't want him to.
No, it's good. I mean, it's good. You can keep it. You can keep it. It's fine. Speaking on my language, I was making it feel him like a comfortable, I think. We had a good conversation after that on English. And if it got lost on something on English, and he helped me in Spanish, and yeah, we had a good conversation and he helped me out with the language. So
okay.
like you say, some translation I didn't get, he helped me out with that a lot. Yeah. So, we're good. You know, I can tell you, I'm learning. That's why I like to talk with the people on English, because my business is in the United States. So, you know.
Right.
So I gotta go that way. All my customers, I only have like a two or three Spanish customers. All the rest is all English. Everybody.
You're doing so good with English because you're speaking with a lot of English people. You know, the more you speak, the faster you're going to learn and the better, more fluent you become. So yeah, that's amazing. Good for you.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I put that note back in there, so we're good to go. So I'll call you next Wednesday, and if I don't hear from you, feel free to call me if you get the card sooner, okay?
Okay, sounds good. No problem. Call me like Wednesday. We'll square it out.
Sounds good, Alvin. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.